By the way, this is Little Phil. Can you count how many times I say, by the way, on my shitty podcast? By the way.
Oh, snap. I reckon this is going to be a good show. Oh, yeah. Whole lot of stupid shit going on out there. Oh, by the way, you like that? You like that, you punk motherfucker? You know what? Wish you were a beard. Come on. I wish you were a bear. 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 You kids out marching around the streets, I wish you were a bear. 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 That's right, that's right. Beer and Phil podcast number 80, motherfucking 5. Holy shit, it's the March of the Stupid once again. Every goddamn one of them, worthless. I just wish you were a fucking beer, you know what I mean?
I wish you were a beer. I wish you were a beer. I wish you were a beer. I wish you were a beer.
All you punk motherfuckers,
I wish you were a beer.
I wish you were a beer. I could say that about most people. Especially now. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. And before I get to the March of the Stupid part, whatever part it is now, seems like there's been lots of marches of stupid this March. And of course, how clever it is that they all do their marches in the month of March. I think we need to change the name of this month. Instead of March, let's call it Sit Down and Shut the Fuck Up! That would be my favorite month of the year, by far. But again, before I get to that stupid shit, let me address the first stupid shit that we heard. And that little clip I played was from the Tom Lyka show on the Be Funny segment of this past week. Be Funny, of course, is a segment of the Tom Lyka show where people call in and tell jokes and sing parody songs and whatnot, and I usually am a big part of that. As you'll see, tons of songs littered across my SoundCloud page from over the years. But there's a couple of trolls that like to call in and fuck with me and tell the lamest fucking jokes. They never get any response. Unless I call it a barium. But most of the time, their jokes aren't even worth the fucking trouble. And there's two of them in particular. And that guy that called in, first of all, Little Phil, how clever is that? He's about as clever as the rest of the morons out marching in the streets. But clearly, he's a listener of the podcast, and he's probably one of the douchebags I had to block off from calls last year. And then ultimately, I just stopped doing calls. Maybe when I get to show 100, I might turn the phone on just for that. But otherwise, fuck all you fucking trolls out there. You're not going to get the opportunity on this fucking program. But anyway, he's one of these guys. He's one of these butthurt little fuckballs. And they have their little groups on Facebook. They have groups called 101 Podcasts I Hate, Podcast Critique, Open Criticism Podcast. Usually it's just a bitch about the Tom Lyka show. Or this one. Or any number of shows. Because they have no lives and they have nothing fucking better to do. You know, if only they discover masturbation, they would leave the rest of us the fuck alone. But anyway, that guy who was commenting on how many times I say, by the way. First of all, hey, I'm glad you listen. I'm glad you listen enough to notice how many times I say a particular phrase in the 45 minutes or so I do the show each week. So clearly you're a listener, and you're probably pissed that I blocked you off the phone a long time ago. But I'm going to make a deal with you. Okay, Since I say, by the way, all the fucking time, apparently, I'm going to make this deal with you. From here on out, if you hear me say that phrase, those particular words in that particular order, I'll pay you $1,000. All right? But here's the catch. You've got to email me at mail@bigangryphil.com, mail@bigangryphil.com. Email me there your real name, your real address, and your real phone number. And that way, I could get you your payment if I slip up and say those three particular words in that particular order. Again, if you hear me say that, you email me right away at mail@bigangryphil.com and mail me your actual info, and you'll get your $1,000. All right? I don't want a PayPal address. Nope, I want your real info. That way you could prove you're not just some gutless little fuck-ass troll with absolutely no life. And I'm sure you could use the money. Think of what you could do with it. You could buy your own dildos. Quit using your mom's. You pussy. You bitch. I dare you. I dare you to hear me say those words anytime after this point. All right? The one time I said it at the beginning does not count. It has to be from this point forward. You got it? That's the deal. That's the deal. Now go fuck yourself. And speaking of people who need to go fuck themselves, hey, it's the March of the Stupid once again. It seems to be that every day in March is the March of the Stupid. And now we have stupid young people who apparently organize this whole thing by themselves. Sure. Sure, apathetic millennials, they're going to organize this whole fucking thing. They're not dangling on puppet strings. No, these fine young men and women absolutely downright believe that we need to control guns. And they're so upset about a shooting that happened in some fuck-ass town in a fuck-ass state. Sure, I buy all of that. And I also buy that everybody in the world is behind us. They're not out there to get likes on social media. No, how could you say such a thing? Of course, if you bring that up on social media, they'll shoot you down. Oh my God, how could you say that, you fucking monster? These kids are brave. These kids are brave. No, they're not brave. Brave does not equal stupid. Brave is not a euphemism for stupid. These kids are stupid, and they're puppets, and they're sheep, and they're robots, and they're useless. And if you want to go downtown anywhere today, well, forget it. These kids say, fuck you, you're not allowed to drive down here, you adult you. You have things to do and we don't. We're out here marching in the streets for gun control. What are you doing for gun control? You ever see that on social media? I got that response from somebody. Somebody actually had the audacity to say, well, they're marching in the streets. What are you doing to help protect the kids from getting shot? You believe that stupidity? What is marching in the streets going to do to protect anybody from anything? And what am I supposed to do to protect anybody from anything? And here's a little news flash for you. I'm not interested in protecting kids from getting shot. I wish more of them would fucking get shot, and I wish they would die. What do you expect me to do? Jump in front of the bullets? What am I, the Secret Service? What is Ronald Reagan getting shot again? Rest in peace. This is stupid. You know what? Chris Rock was right. More white kids need to be shot. More white kids need to be shot. Black folks are laughing at you. Black folks don't attend this horse shit. You think they give a fuck if Amy and Becky and Chad are getting shot? Fuck that. You know, their homeboy just got shot 10 minutes ago. Ain't no marches for him. They just say, hey, that nigga shouldn't have been there. Right? Should have been there 10 minutes earlier when he got shot. But the fucking marches and all around the world, really? You're trying to tell me that people in France give a shit about people in Florida? People in Florida don't give a shit about people in Florida. This is all horse shit. It's all attention whoreism. It's the same people that organize the pussy marches, the pussy hat marches. Why aren't they out wearing pussy hats? They might as well just combine two things in one, you know? A little two-for-one deal with the marches. Hey, women's rights, kids getting shot, it's all the same shit, because it's all the same morons in the streets! And the same crisis actors You know, the ones that we're supposed to believe are kids out of high school sitting there with a fucking beard looking like 35 years old. Come on, man. They don't even have to try to convince people. People are so stupid. They'll just believe anything. It's like, well, look at that brave child up there. Brave child! He's got five kids! Come on! Maybe his kids are getting shot. I'm tired of this shit. All this marching, all it does is disrupt traffic. It's not going to accomplish anything except load up Instagram with more stupid pictures. So great, you're hogging up traffic and you're going to tie up the internet. You fucking morons. You have absolutely nothing better to do on a beautiful Saturday afternoon than to fucking march downtown, whatever your city is. Yeah, we don't care about all the fucking businesses we're disrupting. Fuck them. We have to march for lives. March for our lives. Why don't they call this what it really is? White Lives Matter, all right? March is so white. How about a real hashtag for you, little fucks? Well, let's check in, shall we? Because I believe the march in downtown LA is happening as we speak.
Some streets in downtown LA are already shut down this morning.
Oh, isn't that great?
Right. At least 60,000 people are expected to rally today, calling to an
can we drop a bomb
gun
on it?
Violence and mass shootings on campuses.
What happened to all this CBS terrorism I thought we had?
And also KCAL 9. She is downtown where the march is about to kick off. Joy, it looks like a lot of people are there.
People
already
don't look very sad down there. It looks like a big block party. There's music playing. Sounds like there's a DJ there.
Minutes makes, right? I mean, take a look at this
morons
crowd behind us. We're on the back side of the stage for the rally. So you have people here. You have the entire other part of the block all packed.
Oh,
right
this
now
is just a great time. Yay, it's a party.
In about 20 minutes or so.
Fuck out of here.
It's going to begin with the walk then starting shortly after at around 10 o'clock.
I hope they walk right into Skid Row.
To City Hall, but
I have to deal with the fucking bums there. I ain't putting up with this bullshit.
Olivia and Danielle, seniors from
North Hollywood. Olivia and Danielle, two of the whitest names you'll ever hear.
Why did you want to get involved? Why was this important to help plan?
Because I'm a teaching whore.
Ugly ginger. You shouldn't even be on TV. The fuck out of here.
Don't
look at your ugly pig face.
I did some research.
Did some research. I saw a hashtag. That's the research.
Something that I wanted to be a part of. Went to the first meeting.
Well, mission accomplished. You're on television.
Why does it excite you?
That was funny. It was helping organizing. Wink, wink, hint, hint.
Here in the U.S. And
George Soros helped organize.
Why it's so important to be a citizen that's involved, and it's really, really exciting in that sense. Well, Danielle, I'll ask you.
I couldn't get a date today. That's what the problem was.
What is the ultimate goal?
Change. Change in legislation.
Change. We need change because I'm scared.
We're here to reform gun laws to make it harder for people like Nicholas Cruz to get
they're
guns.
They're going to get guns anyway.
Protect your own rights.
And protect our own rights, exactly.
Protect your because rights? What rights don't you have, you white overprivileged fuck?
Well, we're still an hour and a half away.
I wish you were shot.
Itself, but look around right now. What do you
it's
guys
amazing
think of
this? It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's fun. So woo! It's like the carnival. Yay!
That there are so many people.
Horse shit. Horse shit.
Danielle, what is it like in your school? I know, thank goodness, you guys haven't had any sort of a shooting at your high school.
Thank goodness. Too bad, I'd say.
What is it like going day to day knowing that these things are a possibility?
It's very frightening.
It's very frightening. I'm scared to go to school. Well, then stay the fuck home.
And practice, but the fact that that is even happening is ridiculous.
Oh, you stupid cunt.
In our schools.
You're going to be on the pole in a year. Shut up.
I'm going
to see you at Deja Vu.
You've done a lot of work, and it seems to have turned out for you, right?
Yeah, hey, we're on television. Yeah, mission accomplished. You cunts. Why don't you march about three blocks away? You'll be shot. Probably raped.
And making sure that everyone stays safe. So, Amy, Serene, I'll send it back to you guys again.
Oh, God.
The rally is about to start at about 9 o'clock. The march at 10 o'clock. If you are coming downtown, you have to know that there's a lot of...
Yeah, how the fuck are you going to get there?
On Broadway as well as Spring, and they're going to be shut down until around 2 o'clock or so.
Isn't that great? And isn't that great that our fucking wonderful mayor let this shit happen? God damn it. Yeah, this is what we're marching for, so Olivia and Danielle feel safe at school. Fuck you, Olivia and Danielle! I guarantee they're going to be fucking pregnant next year and on the pole. Maybe that's why they got pregnant. Think I give a shit about what somebody named Danielle thinks? The whitest of white names? Hey, Danielle, why don't you march about four or five blocks down to 5th Street and see how reality hits you in the face right there? A nice stench of bum piss and shit and garbage. There's some scary shit for you.
Oh my God, I'm so scared to go to my fucking middle class school in North Hollywood. Shut up.
Yeah, you're probably blowing the football team. Who are you kidding? And the rest of these kids there look just like the ones I talked about last week in Utah. A bunch of kids just standing there aimless, texting, hoodies on, standing there like zombies with no sense of direction until somebody tells them where to go.
Oh my God, what do we march now? What do? We just stand here? Hey, the reporters are... Oh, they don't want to talk to me.
They want to talk to the pre-screened kids with those zits on their face. Well, fuck me. I'm so fucking tired of this. Tired of it! Isn't there an open manhole a bunch of them could march in and fall into the sewer? Anything. Can something please happen at this thing? How ironic would there be if there was a shooting, right? Of course there won't be because those shootings are planned, right? They weren't allowed a shooting to happen at the anti-gun rally, would they now? Will somebody step up and be the savior of the day? We'll find out soon enough. Well, much like the women's marches, of course, there's websites by the organizers for March for Our Lives. Here's the one for March for Our Lives, Los Angeles. I'm sure it's exactly the same as all the other ones, but anyway. In Los Angeles, on March 24th, join together to March for Our Lives. On March 24th, the kids and families of March for Our Lives will take to the streets of Los Angeles to demand that their lives and safety become a priority. Why should they be? Isn't it up to you to ensure your own safety? What, does everybody else have to fucking do it now? And that we end gun violence and mass shootings in our schools today. How is marching in the streets going to solve that problem? It isn't. It isn't. But no, we just have to march. We gotta march anyway. We gotta march, even though all the other marches before this did absolutely jack fucking shit. March in Los Angeles or march in your own community. Yeah, block up your own fucking streets in your own neighborhoods. On March 24th, the collective voices of the March for Our Lives movement will be heard. All right, mission statement. Listen to this bunch of fucking fear-mongering. Not one more. We cannot allow one more child to be shot at school. Well, you've been doing a fine job up till this point, haven't you? We cannot allow... By the way, who's we? Don't include me in this bullshit. We cannot allow one more teacher to make a choice to jump in front of a firing assault rifle. I'm sure they didn't have much time to decide that. To save the lives of students. Listen to the overdramatic fucking bullshit here. We cannot allow one more family to wait for a call or text that never comes. Our schools are unsafe. Have you seen the schools in the last 40 years? They've never been safe, all right? If all that asbestos on the ceiling didn't tell that story, I mean, nothing else will. Not to mention the cafeteria food. Jesus Christ. Our children and teachers are dying. Oh, stop. 0.001%. Not very many. We must make it top priority to save these lives. Well, they're already dead. Too late for them. March for Our Lives is created by, inspired by, and led by students across the country. Yes, sure it is. Who will no longer risk their lives waiting for someone else to take action to stop the epidemic of mass school shootings that have become all too familiar. What are they going to do? What are kids going to do to stop the shootings? March in the streets? Yeah, that'll stop it. That's always stopped it, hasn't it? There's nothing you could do to stop our corrupt government for carrying out the agenda. All right? They set up a school shooting. You idiots march. Rinse, repeat. All right, where the fuck am I here? School shootings. In the tragic wake of the 17 lives brutally cut short in Florida, and again, what was so special about this one? Weren't they proud of their other work? Sandy Hook, Columbine, Virginia Tech, etc., etc. Let's see. Politicians are telling us now is not the time to talk about guns. Is that what they're saying? Seems to me a lot of them are talking about guns, one way or the other. March for Our Lives believes the time is now. Or March for Our Pussy Hats believe the time is now. Or March for This or That believes the time is now. Yeah, that's a pretty general sentence right there. On March 21st, the kids and families of March for Our Lives will take to the streets of Los Angeles to demand that their lives and safety become a priority. Didn't we see this already? Didn't I already say that somewhere in the beginning of this? The collective voices of the March for Our Lives movement will be heard. Not if I turn it off, they won't. School safety is not a political issue. Yes, it is. There cannot be two sides to doing everything in our power to ensure the lives and futures of children who are at risk of dying when they should be learning, playing, and growing. Have you seen these stupid fucking kids? Are they learning anything? Look at them. They're fucking zombies. They don't even know how to walk. All they know how to do is look down at their phones. Yeah, they're really learning something. These kids are not our future. Our future is fucked if these kids are our future. The mission and focus of March for Our Lives is to demand that a comprehensive and effective bill is brought immediately before Congress to address these gun issues. No special interest group, no political agenda is more critical than the timely passage of legislation to effectively address the gun violence issues that are rampant in our country. Incidentally, Congress just broke for 2 weeks for spring break. So ain't shit gonna happen. And ain't shit gonna happen when they get back. They're gonna forget all about this and then plan the next, quote, school shooting, unquote. So once again, this whole fucking thing is absolutely fucking meaningless. Listen to this bunch of fear-mongering. It gets better. Every kid in this country now goes to school wondering if this day might be their last. Really, every kid? So you're calling every kid in the country a fucking pussy, right? Oh my God, I'm afraid to go to school. Really, every kid is doing that? Or is it just Danielle and Olivia on cue? We live in fear, fear, panic, fear, panic, fear, suck my fucking dick! It doesn't have to be this way. Change is coming. Yeah, Jesus is coming also. I heard that too. And it starts now, inspired by and led by the kids who are a hope for the future. Their young voices will be heard. Stand up on March 24th. Refuse to allow one more needless death. One more needless white death, right? Because we don't care about all those spicks and niggers over there. Right? Right. Can we stop this charade? Can we please accept that this is just a load of bullshit and that these kids and everybody behind these kids are a bunch of fucking puppets? Stage a shooting, go protest. Month passes. Stage another shooting, another protest. Month passes. And on and on and on. But man, are they proud of their work in Florida, because that's the go-to tragedy now. They don't even mention the other ones anymore. Columbine, yeah, whatever. Eh. The kids in Florida, the poor kids in Florida, we all care about these poor kids in Florida. And the three or four of them that have been going on every single talk show. And the kids in Washington with the 5 o'clock shadows speaking on our behalf. People in Paris are saying, thank you, Emma Gonzalez, like anybody in Paris knows who Emma Gonzalez is, like anybody here knows who she is. The kids in Boston are telling the adults to get out of our way. Really? This all doesn't sound like some rejected script from somewhere that the government probably bought for about $5 billion. And you ever notice this David Hogg kid they keep trotting out? Does he look different in each city he's in? Right? Don't you get it? Don't you know how show business works? It's all make-believe. It's all smoke and mirrors. Sometimes he has a beard, sometimes not. Sometimes he looks older. Are you people really that easily fooled? Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, the government is just taxing the fuck out of you. You have no idea. But hey, at least somebody has come up with a solution to mass shootings in schools. Here we go.
A school district is arming teachers and students with rocks as a last resort for defense.
Brilliant.
Every classroom in Blue Mountain School District now has 5 gallon buckets of river stones stored for worst-case scenarios. So far, teachers and students have prepared and practiced with drills without throwing the rocks, of course.
Too bad.
The superintendent says that under current laws, this is the best he can come up with until something changes.
Good job, buddy.
If they hit somebody in the head, it could actually knock them out or even hit them in the temple and it could kill them.
I'm not sure anyone has one answer, but doing something is better than sitting and doing nothing.
The district hopes the rocks will also make intruders think twice before targeting their schools.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The government sharpshooters are shitting in their pants because kids have rocks now. Like, everybody's going to be able to throw the rocks. Like, every girl in the class is going to pick up a 5-pound rock and be able to throw it at a target. Where the fuck did he get the rock from? His head? Jesus Christ. And the rocks are going to be stored in one place, so all the kids aren't going to be able to get to them if somebody breaks into the room. How about just, I don't know, locking the fucking door? Rocks. That's the best thing they came up with, rocks. Everybody gets a rock. Like, the kids aren't just going to throw them at each other like we used to do. You ever take shop class in high school? There's a fucking war zone. Shit would be flying across the room. Tools, melted down solder, anything you can get your hands on. You were a fucking sitting duck unless you could get under the desk quickly. Or make some kind of shield. Sharp tools would be flying across the room and be sticking into the blackboard. Come on. You're going to give these dumb fucking kids a bunch of rocks? Good fucking luck. I hope that they fucking hit each other in the head and knock each other out and put an end to that stupid fucking idea. God damn, we're so quick to come up with solutions to something that has no solution. Alright? Now we're going to go back to the Stone Age, literally, and give the kids fucking rocks as weapons. Yeah, giving kids weapons of any kind is really not a bright idea, you fucking morons! I can only hope that the people that live in the high-rises downtown, part of that gentrification, I hope they're throwing shit out the window onto the marchers. Like they used to do in New York. People used to throw trash out the window. How about throwing rocks at these kids? Here, be like Pennsylvania. Duck some rocks. Throw some fucking hot grease on them. Throw the cat out the window. Fuck it. Have some fun with these assholes. Might as well. They're blocking up your streets. Might as well get a little payback going, you know? Well, speaking of David Hogg, let's see what he, quote unquote, has got to say at the March for Our Lives rally in Washington. And if you really believe that this guy is a student, a high school student in Florida, maybe you should watch an old episode of Beverly Hills 90210 and see how old those actors were looking playing high school kids. You'll get the same feeling. Anyway, let's see what this jackoff has to say.
First off, I'm going to start off by putting this price tag right here as a reminder for you guys to know.
Well,
how
he
much
sure
Marco
sounds
Rubio
effeminate, doesn't he?
For every student's life in Florida.
$1 right out of acting cents. School.
Okay.
Okay, let me open up the script now. That's enough ad-libbing. My drama teacher's going to fail me for that.
Corruption shackles the District of Columbia.
Oh, stop.
The winter is over.
Woo! I want to fuck
Change
you!
Is
woo!
The
He's
sun
gay,
shines
don't worry
on
about
a new
it.
Day, and the day is ours. For the first time voters show up 18% of the time at midterm elections. Not anymore.
Not.
Party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth.
Now,
not
who
anymore.
Here is going to vote in the 2018 election?
The choreographer is holding up the cheer sign next to him.
You can hear the people in power shaking.
No, not really.
They've gotten used to being protective of their position.
And they still
safety,
are.
The safety of inaction.
Yeah, they're really scared of you.
Inaction is no longer safe. And to that we say, no more.
No.
96 people. 96 people die every day from guns in our country. Yet most representatives have no public stance on guns. And to that,
doesn't he sound like the faggot tranny student activist I played last week? He sounds exactly
like
him.
This is the voting issue.
Leave Britney alone.
We're going to take this to every election, to every state, and every city.
No, you're not.
We're going to make sure the best people get in our elections to run, not as politicians, but as Americans.
Oh, shut up.
Because this...
Who wrote this crap, really?
This is not cutting it.
You're not cutting it. The worst acting I've ever heard.
When people try to suppress your vote, and there are
nobody's
people who
suppressing
stand
anybody's
you because
vote
because you're too young, we say no more.
Yeah.
When politicians
dance, puppets,
say that
dance.
Your voice doesn't matter because the NRA owns them, we say
no
more.
This is fun, isn't it? No
when
more.
When politicians send their thoughts and prayers with no action, we say
no
more.
Woo!
And to those politicians supported by the NRA that allow the continued slaughter of our children and our future, I say get your resumes ready.
Ooh, tough guy.
Woo, woo. We're at the Taylor Swift concert.
And tomorrow is the beginning of democracy.
Oh, shut up. We have democracy now, you little fuckbag.
Now is the time to come together, not as Democrats, not as Republicans, but as Americans.
How about turning up the bass in your voice? Do you have any of that?
Americans,
you got the treble
the
all the way up.
Americans flesh and blood that care about one thing and one thing only, and that's the future of this country.
Sounds like the fag
the
ice skater from the Olympics.
Going to lead it.
You're not going to lead anything.
Now, they will try
to get a real acting job.
Demographics. They will try to separate us by religion, race, congressional district, and class.
Yeah.
They will fail.
They will fail.
We will come together. We will get rid of these public servants that only serve the gun lobby.
We are overacting badly.
We will save lives. You are those heroes.
None of you are heroes.
Ooh, he called me a hero. Ooh, I'm a hero.
No, you're not. You're a fucking puppet.
Put the USA over the NRA. This is the start of the spring and the blossoming of our democracy. So let's take this to our local legislators.
Which flunk in the Illuminati wrote this horseshit?
Because without the persistent heat, without the persistence of voters and Americans everywhere getting out to every election, democracy will not flourish, but it can.
That voice is fucking irritating.
So I say to those politicians that say change will not come, I say we will not stop until every man, every woman,
and
every child, and every American can live without fear of gun violence. And to that I say no.
Yeah, why don't you go to the inner city of Chicago and give that speech?
Thank you. I love you all. God bless all of you, and God bless America. We can and we will change the world.
Okay. Oh, shut up, you puppets. All right, I want to know right now, who the fuck wrote that speech? Which political hack, which former speechwriter who's desperate for work came up with that shit?
And how am I supposed to take somebody serious who sounds like this? Why are we always getting lectured by somebody who sounds like this?
What is up with these fucking bullies that have no bass in their fucking voice? How much plastic are they ingesting? They're going into vagina. They're talking out of their vagina. I think the vagina is talking. I could switch places with her head. That's why they're all wearing pussy hats, because the pussies are on their faces doing the talking. Jesus Christ, David Hogg. What the fuck? Worst acting ever. All right, Jason Priestley, whatever you say.
We will make a difference. We will march in the streets. We will.
Are there any men left in this country? Any? Any at all? I don't see any.
Everybody sounds like this now, hey. I'm gender neutral.
Oh my God. So tired of this. Tired.
I'm tired of these crack-ass crackers trying to tell me how to feel. Why don't you shut your ass up? Take your ass to the hood if you want to see some real gun violence, motherfucker. Tired. Crack-ass cracker.
That's who we need to speak at one of these marches. We need Chris Rock or Cat Williams or somebody who hates fucking white people. Get fucking rappers who do a lot of anti-white material like Paris or Immortal Technique. Or maybe Ice Cube from 25 years ago. Bring somebody like that out and straighten these fucking white kids out. Take them to the hood. See where the real violence is. Nobody cares about your white high school. Shut your asses up. Tired of these actors, these David Hoggs, all these people running around like they're some fucking movie stars now. Your acting sucks, all right? They act better in commercials than you do. Well, speaking of people who are using this as an excuse to get their faces on TV, hey, Ariana Grande is singing something at the Washington March. I thought this was a march for our lives, not a fucking teeny bopper concert. Oh, I can't wait to hear this. I'm sure it's really good. Ten girls are screaming, and nobody else seems to care. Oh my God, this is bad. What does this have to do with school shootings? Yeah, crank up that backing track. Should be lost without it. Everybody's just standing still. Nobody cares about this. Why? Why is this happening? Of course, CNN is there to tape it with all their fancy camera moves. It's like a music video. Oh, this is what the kids like, right? Music videos? Yeah, those are so happening. She's not even singing. She's just saying, let's go. Like a mumble rapper. Hey. 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 Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. This is fucking awful. Those kids that got shot are lucky. I don't have to hear this. Oh, did she try to sing live and forget the words? Oops. Ariana Grande, really? I guess she's there to promote a new album, is she? CNN thinks they're so happening by having Ariana Grande there. Oh, Ariana Grande. All the kids love her. Do we really need more music that sounds like this? Jesus!
Woo, I think. I don't know. Woo.
Oh, God. I don't feel all right. I feel sick. Oh, none of them are brilliant. None of them. Oh, fighting for change. I want to fight for change. I want to change shitty music into good music. Oh, my God. Ariana Grande, the donut licker, is going to lead the way. Oh, shut the fuck up. Didn't she have her own staged bombing at one of her own shows? So she must be some kind of expert in this kind of thing. Well, let's see. Who else can we get for the kiddies out there? Oh, Miley Cyrus. She's got nothing else to do, right? Let's throw her stupid ass up there. Oh, this is painful. Sing, sheep, sing. Look. Look at all the white girl faces mouthing along to these awful lyrics. Here's all the reasons that music sucks today. Yeah, you should be very proud of yourselves, you little bitches. This is fucking awful. Well, we get to see Becky and Amy lip-syncing, just like Miley is lip-syncing. Miley's a big whore. Oh, Jesus. Who fucking listens to this? Why would you want to save kids like this? Kids that like this music. The climb to meet my Lord and Savior, the devil. It's not the climb, it's the descent. Well, the extras on the front know the words. The rest of the crowd looks pretty clueless, just as you do. Oh, Jesus Christ. This was worth blocking up streets for? Really? To have this untalented whore out there pretending to sing? There's no hope. There's no hope left. The future is the children. Yeah, well, we're fucked if that's the case. So sick of music like this. Is this all that white chicks know is shit like this? What happened to chicks like Cycle Slut from Hell? I wish you were a beer. I wish this bitch was a beer. Probably be really skunky beer, though. This bitch would probably be a Bud Light if she was a beer. Or a Pabst. Her mic is barely turned up. Ew, what? She wasn't singing that whole time? I can't believe it. Yeah, sing at the top of your lungs because my mic doesn't work. Oh, God, enough already. Holy shit. Holy shit. This is a protest? This is a gun control protest? Fucking Miley Cyrus! You know, this doesn't really have the impact of give peace a chance at the Vietnam War protest, does it? She's singing something called the climb, whatever the fuck that means. Some kind of Illuminati horse shit. How did they not get rid of her yet? They got rid of Aaliyah a long time ago. They get rid of the black ones quickly. The white one's not quick enough. Well, let's see. What other untalented singer showed up at this march to promote themselves? Oh, Demi Lovato. Nobody's buying tickets to her actual show, so you're going to show up at this piece of shit where people have no choice but to listen to it. Here we go. Oh, she's an all red. Perfect. At least she doesn't hide her devotion to Satan.
Hello, everyone.
Or she was a Disney kid, so she got in early.
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm so excited to be here with all of you, sharing our voices so we can be heard together.
Woo! Woo!
She's an idiot.
Skies are crying.
Skies are crowding.
Catching teardrops in my hands.
What?
Only silence as it's ending.
Shut up.
Like we never had.
What does this have to do with gun control? What? What? It's not a fucking gun control rally, it's a fucking album promotion party. Either way, it's horrible. Oh, just what the world needs, another song that sounds just like the other songs! Yeah, we know this music sucks because the American public sucks! If they raised their standards, there wouldn't be this kind of shitty music! Rising from the ground, rising from the depths of hell. Come on, I got it right away. How long does this go on for? God damn, the mix is bad, isn't it? Well, when something is this hastily thrown together, don't expect too much. I guess she's the new Christina Aguilera, huh? Good, that means her career will be over soon. Stop it. Nobody's taking anything from you except your soul. Of course, again, the dopey extras in the front know all the words. That's the only thing they had to learn. That and how to hold up a sign. I wish he'd jump off a skyscraper. Oh, God, that's enough. That was only the halfway mark. Oh, my God. Well, that was awesome, wasn't it? Boy, they really got the message across. Whatever that was. Yeah, Demi Lovato, such an intellectual. Well, here's this same intellectual on Dish Nation, which is this fucking horrible gossip show. Another show that's bringing down the collective IQ of the country. And she's talking about how much she likes to curse. Fascinating.
Every exactly. decision that anybody in the public eye makes is exactly. going to be watched by millions of people. Mm-hmm. And those some of those millions of people are going to follow and copy everything that you do. Sure. So you have to, for me, when I, you know, I cuss like a sailor. So
well, aren't
that
you
probably
special?
Isn't the best example of being a role model, but... it, whatever.
Why do they have four people to interview her
and
kiss her ass?
Has your mother ever heard you curse?
Who watches this?
She tried to get me to stop when I was like 12.
Yeah, in the industry. You hear it all the time.
No, it was in the industry.
Ed McMahon had better fake laughter than that.
Did you ever film me when you were with Disney? Did you ever drop some F-bombs in the middle of the set?
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, that is so great. Can we get those tapes?
Were you the worst? Were you the worst cusser of the bunch? Or
I think I still, like... Yeah, whenever like, someone you know, out, whatever. Sometimes people are like, oh,
like,
damn it,
you know,
like,
whatever.
Is that your favorite swear word?
It's not. I don't have a favorite. It just pops out.
It's yeah,
so
it's
not
the
classy,
best.
By the way.
It's the strongest.
My dad's like, it's so unattractive when women cuss. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, my brain feels like it just turned to jelly. She's an imbecile, just like the rest of the American public. Perfect person to lead the March of the Retards. Oh, she's a Disney kid, so she was quickly swept under the Illuminati umbrella. Ella, if you will. Well, holy fuck. Wasn't this just an uplifting experience? Don't you feel like change is coming and there will be no more school shootings ever? Don't the inspiring words of David Hogg and Demi Lovato and Miley Cyrus and Ariana Grande just give you a sense of empowerment and a sense of hope and a feeling that, hey, maybe these kids are our future? Or does it make you want to find the nearest gun and shoot yourself in the fucking head? The only thought that came to my mind after witnessing all of this is I hope that Chris Rock gets his wish. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here and I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite anti-Whitey songs of all time by my favorite hip-hop duo, Gangstar. This is Conspiracy. BigAngryPhil.com, BigAngryPhil.com. And to my troll friend from the beginning, you ain't getting 1 cent, motherfucker. Fuck you.
You can't tell me life was meant to be like this. A black man in a world dominated by whiteness ever since the Declaration of Independence. We've been easily brainwashed by just 1 sentence. It goes, all men are created equal. That's why corrupt governments kill innocent people. With chemical warfare, they created crack and AIDS. Got the public thinking these were things that black folks made. And every time there's violence shown in the media, usually it's a black thing. So where are they leading you? To a world full of ignorance, hatred and prejudice. TV and the news for years, they offended us. Foolish notion that blacks are all criminals, violent lowlifes, and then even animals. I'm telling the truth, so some suckers are fearing me, but I must do my part to combat the conspiracy.
Schools, churches.
The SAT is not geared for the lower class, so why waste time even trying to pass? The educational system presumes you to fail. The next place is the corner, then after that, jail. You gotta understand that this has all been conspired to put a strain on our brains so that the strong grow tired. It even exists when you go to your church, 'cause up on the wall a white Jesus lurks. They use your subconscious to control your will. They've done it for a while and developed the skill to make you wanna kill even your own brother, man. Black against black, you see it's part of their plan. They wanna send us to war and they wanna ban rap. What they really wanna do is get rid of us blacks. Genocide is the real, and I hope that you're hearing me. You must be aware to combat the conspiracy.
In the arts, business, industry.
Even in this rap game, all that glitters ain't gold. Now that rap is big business, the snakes got bold. They give you whack contracts and try to make you go pop, 'cause they have no regard for real hip-hop. They'll compare you to others and say, but yo, he sells. And you know in your heart that he's weak as hell. So you say, I ain't doing that corny stuff. But they tell you that your chop positions will go up. Sometimes they front big time and make you many promises. And then when they break them, that's when your mama says, son, you're making records, but that guy seems shady. It could be too late and your career could be played, G. I hope you listen to the things that I'm sharing, see. We all have a job to combat the conspiracies.
Fucking beautiful. Big Angry Phil podcast page on Facebook, Big Angry Phil on Instagram, SoundCloud, TuneIn, all over the motherfucking place. That's it for me. We'll be back next week. See ya.